Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone, please say with me the invocation. Pranam Prasiddha Prabhupada. Nama Om Praya Krishna Pasaya. Louder, louder. Ividanda Swamiti Namane. Namaste Sarasvati Deve. Kolavani Prajarane. Nirvisesha Shunyavari. Paskadya Deshadarane. Om Ajnati Vinindasya. Jana Jana Shalakaya. Tatsun Minitam Gena, Tasmai Sri Garave Maha. I'm very honored to be here today and have this great privilege of speaking before all the assembled Vaishnavas. It is a great honor. I take the dust of the feet of all the devotees, place upon my head my pranams to His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami, His Holiness Taipataka Swami, who are great generals in the army of Mahaprabhu, spreading the glories of Lord Gauranga. Gauranga, Gauranga! Gauranga, Gauranga! Gauranga, Gauranga! So all of you are great souls who are assembled here today. You may say, Maharaj, I'm a neophyte, please, why are you flattering, why are you exaggerating? But once Srila Prabhupada said, if you knew who you were associating with, you would faint. That is this ISKCON movement. Arivaal! I'd like to encourage and pause, it's not for me, it's for the subject matter. The subject matter is Prabhachan, his incarnation of Mahaprabhu. It is incarnation of the body, the Swarup of Lord Sri Krishna. There is Nama Rupa Avatar, the holy name descends. Krishna descends as the holy name. Rupa, the holy name has lotus feet. Mahaprabhu descends to give the holy name to every town and village. We are all in that line coming from Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada is that general. Taipataka Maharaj is glorified very nicely. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Purushottam Swami glorifying Srila Prabhupada very nicely. That Krishna sent his great general from Goloka Vrindavan to spread Krishna consciousness all over this world. And our inconceivable good fortune that we are able to participate in this pastime. Yes, this movement of Mahaprabhu is a living pastime. In multidimensional, it's not linear, multidimensional. Multidimensional. So if we understand Prabhupada's statement, we should meditate on this statement. See, the Prabhupada said, if you could understand who you are associating with, you would faint. That means actually, we are all eternal associates of Srila Prabhupada. We are all eternal associates in the great Sankirtan party of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Everyone say please, Sri Krishna Chaitanya! No, 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 no. You have to say it 500 times louder. Come on. Bhur Bhuvasva, upper, middle, lower planetary system. Should vibrate, rock, rock the universe, rock the universe, come on. Bhur Bhuvasva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Bhavanitananda. Sri Advaita. Garadha. Srivasani. Gora Bhaktivinoda. Gora Bhaktivinoda. Gora Bhaktivinoda. Who is this Gaurav Bhaktivinoda? Who is this Gaurav Bhaktivinoda?
Of course we know. We are all the dissident devotees, eternal devotees, eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They descend, all the devas, they ascend, descend with Mahaprabhu at the request of Narada Muni. But when we say Gaurav Bhaktivinoda, actually all of you sitting here also Gaurav Bhaktivinoda. Gauranga, Gauranga! Gauranga, Gauranga! Gauranga, Gauranga! So Gaurav Bhaktivinoda, please remember that when you say this mantra. There is Gaurav Bhaktivinoda also sitting here, but we are very, very small. Very chota, very, very small. When 10,000 is the size of the tip of the hair, very insignificant. But we are under the mantle, under the protection of the lotus feet, his divine grace, his confirmed Acharya, Shri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we are all eternal associates of Srila Prabhupada. The problem is, somewhere along the line, we got confused. Isn't it? I think I'm American. I'm Indian. I'm Bengali. Yeah. No, excuse me. Let's take straw on our teeth. Prabhuji, please. Offer my Dhanabhat pranams. You see some dark colored bodies here. Are you Indian, Prabhu? Yes, no? He says yes. Let me ask that question again. Are you Indian? Well, now he's hesitating. Yes, it's a loaded question. It is a loaded question. It is, yes. I'll ask you the third time. Are you Indian? Jai! Gauranga, Gauranga! Gauranga, Gauranga! Gauranga, Gauranga!
So I have this American costume. You have Indian costume. Somebody these days now is this movement. By the Shakti of Srila Prabhupada, expanding all over the world, China, Russia, so many Russian devotees coming. There's more than 15,000 devotees, Russia and Ukraine, in India. Those of you, some of you don't know, because in America, sometimes old devotees, they don't mention, ISKCON isn't what it used to be. Yeah. That is profound of knowledge. In the meantime, in India alone, I've been preaching in India for 8 years now. 8 years. In India alone, there are more than 8,000 of the cream of the cream. Indian Institute of Technology engineers. All kinds of doctors, but especially engineers, and also accountants, these kind of professionals, have joined up with this kind. Go Haribo! Go Haribo! Go Haribo! You go tell all the three worlds, hey, this kind is getting bigger, bigger, the youth. I don't understand. The cream of India, the cream of the cream of becoming Hare Krishna devotees. Go Haribol! That's Prabhupada. That's it. 8,000 youth? How many already knew? 8,000 youth of India, highly credentialed, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. I couldn't hear that. I know you're fasting. I know you'll get a little weak. Some people get up and that's okay, the nectar's over, everything's in it, okay. But just, if you absorb yourself in Ladini Shakti, like Bhakti Bhrishtam Swami speaking, so much nectar, about Radharani, and Japataki Maharaj speaking so smoothly, Gaura Litra, the king of describing Gaura Litra, this time. If you absorb yourself in Radhini Shakti, which means Srimati Radharani, because this Harikata
is also very funny because Barbara explained. Maybe you don't know. We generally preaching all that, we say we are part and parcel of Krishna. But Prabhupada also said, as much we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are also part and parcel of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani ki jai! Jai Srimati! Oh my goodness, you're falling asleep again. Jai Srimati! Jai Srimati! Jai Srimati! We are part and parcel of Radharani. So we are all, every single devotee, Bhakti Purushta Tambara, she has explained so nice, everything. So she owns and operates all the devotees. And it's Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he has explained how Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the golden color of Srimati Radharani. So we are all owned and operated by Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and the eternal associates of the Lord. That is who operates us. We are not Indian, we are not Russian, we are not Chinese, none of these things. Sometimes there's a little box on the questionnaire that says, none of the above. Put your check mark in that box. I'm not Indian, I'm not Hindu, I'm not American, I'm not Russian, I'm not Chinese. And you have to keep adding to the list. Because every country in the world practically, except I don't think we opened up any preaching center in the Antarctic yet. No, that's ice down in the bottom of the planet or the North Pole. I don't think we have any preaching center there yet. Maybe in the future we will preach to the Eskimos, you know, up in... Maybe. I wouldn't rule it out. I wouldn't rule it out unless you're my brother. Every town and village, they have villages on the ice. They do. Eskimos, you know, they put on, it's very, very cold, they put on big, big outfit, animal skins, and they live in a house made out of ice. One day we will preach to Eskimos. One day we will distribute Srila Prabhupada's books to the Eskimos. Srila Prabhupada, you might say, Maharaj, thanks for exaggerating a little bit. Yeah, but you need to know something. One of the coldest places on the planet, Siberia. How many of you know where Siberia is? Well, that's not too bad. If you go over the Himalayas, you go over the Himalayas, and the other side of the Himalayas, there, towards the east, there is Siberia, the coldest place on the planet in the winter time. But every town and village, one time Jayaprataka Maharaj went to Siberia, it's considered one of the remotest places on the planet. Jayaprataka Maharaj went there to Siberia. There was festival, and festival came together. Devotees chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How did they chant? Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Jayaprataka Maharaj asked them, where's the temple? You know, there were some hundreds and hundreds of devotees were there. Jayaprataka Maharaj asked, where's the temple? They said, there's no temple. And he was shocked, taken aback, there's no temple. Hundreds of devotees, more than 300 devotees came from all over Siberia for a Vaishnava festival just to chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, that is Prabhupada's mercy, the being carried out all over the planet. So, nectar devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami says that one should meditate on an inhabitant of Vrindavan. A resident of Vrindavan, that the devotee, while practicing Krishna consciousness, should meditate on a resident of Vrindavan. How many of you read at least part of Nectar Devotion? Well, that's better than most surveys I get. Jai, Hari Bol. No, come on. Hari Bol. Go Hari Bol. Go Hari Bol. Go Hari Bol. Connected Devotion says you should meditate on a resident Vrindavan. So one Mataji, a little busy, you know, she asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, you know, it says in Connected Devotion that you should meditate on some resident of Vrindavan. But, you know, I like Nanda Maharaj. Then again, there's Mother Yashoda, and, of course, the gopis, and, you know, Curry Boys, and so, they're all wonderful. So, I don't know, who should I meditate on, Srila Prabhupada? You know, Prabhupada didn't talk very loud. He didn't talk very loud, externally speaking. But when he would speak, he would often be in his Nrisimha Guru mood. Nrisimha Guru. Like thunder. Hundreds of billions of times heavier than the thunderbolt of Indra is the preaching of Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So how did he reply? What did he say? Very gravely, Prabhupada said, I am that resident of Vrindavan. Oops. So that is who is descended from Goloka Vrindavan to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Intimate associate of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Actually, Japtaka Maharaj mentioned about the general. Krishna predicted. He gave some Bhavananda. Prabhupada told Bhavananda and one, at least one other devotee also. That he was speaking of himself. Prabhupada said, I was in Goloka Vrindavan with Krishna, and Krishna asked me to go to this material world. Prabhupada said, but I don't want to go to the material world. Krishna replied, but you have to go because I want you to write these books. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Well, that's who Prabhupada is. He is Nitya Siddha. He's eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. He's eternal associate of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So, actually, you may wonder, I like Mahaprabhu. I like chanting Hare Krishna. I like the Sankirtan party. I'm trying to become, I go into the Panchatattva hall. I see the glowing golden form of Mahaprabhu and his eternal associates. Oh, what shall happen? I go to Goloka Vrindavan, then I go with Radha and Krishna. I see Krishna there. What shall happen to Mahaprabhu? Any of you know the answer? How many of you know the answer? Do I lose? Then Mahaprabhu just evaporates then? Is it? You lose? Your love for Mahaprabhu just finished? Huh? Anybody know the answer? So to find the answer, you have to read the Brahma Samhita. The answer is given in Brahma Samhita. It's very difficult to read, actually. Even if you're well-versed in the English language, it's difficult to read the Brahma Samhita because of the language. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when Prabhupada was asked, said, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he uses such big words. Why does he use such big words? Said Prabhupada replied, because he would only use the most perfect words. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. So in the Brahma Samhita reveals Raja Vidya Raja Guya. How many of you know the meaning of Raja Vidya Raja Guya? I'll ask the question again. I can't believe that many don't know the meaning. How many of you know the meaning Raja Vidya Raja Guya? As is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna's talking to Arjuna. Okay, that's better. A little bit better. It should be, it's got to be 100%. Raja Vidya, Raja. Raja means king. The king of knowledge. The king of knowledge and the king of education. That is this message of Krishna. So, this Bhagavad Gita, this is also Raja Vidya Raja Guya. Most secret of all secrets also is that you can be an eternal rasa with Sri Sri Radha and Krishna
Or you can be college boy. You can have your suruk, your spiritual form, engaged in Nitya Lila. And Brahma Samhita says simultaneously you have got spiritual body and you are in the Sankirtan party with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Mahaprabhu, simultaneously chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I know you're fasting, but let's try that again. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We chant Hare Krishna with Mahaprabhu, Advaita Chaya, personal association. Nityananda Prabhu, personal association. All, Manchadagra, and all the personal associates of the Lord, like Swarup Damodar, like Murar Gupta, all these personal associates will also be in that. We're already in that association in this incarnation called ISKCON. That is, Prabhupada said, this ISKCON is my body. If there's ever some imperfection, maybe some pimple on the body, do you kill the body? You kill the body if you have a pimple? Even you get a boil, do you cut your arm off if you get a boil? Those are okay, fine. So we are in this movement. We have room for improvement. That's why you're all here in my Buddha to purify. You can go out and preach to every town and village this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare. All right, so that's a warm-up. Well, I don't know how many of you can. This is a stamina test, you know. That's just for warm-up. Now we'll get into, and Bhakti Purushottam told me he promised that somehow or other I would present some nectar. So, you know, you can't tell any lie in front of Vaishnavas, you can't tell any lie. So I will try to follow in the footsteps of Bhakti Purushottam Swami by presenting some more nectar on the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga, Gauranga! Gauranga, Gauranga! Very good, you're still with me. Very good, very good. Now some things about Advaita Acharya that are not so much emphasized in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhakti Purushottam Swami was speaking about Chaitanya Charitamrita and the confidential reasons, so eloquently speaking about confidential reasons for the descent of the Lord. There are some reasons for the descent of Advaita Acharya. Who is Advaita Acharya? We have to understand. How many of you know who is Advaita Acharya? Okay. Still, that's not everybody. So, Advaita Acharya is two great personalities in one body. How many of you already knew that? That's good. So one is Sadashiva. Sadashiva, and the other is Mahavishnu. Now, who is Sadashiva? There are many different expansions of Shiva. Sadashiva is the original Shiva. He does not, in the abode of this material universe, every universe, Lord Shiva expands into each and every universe. But Sadashiva, he is not from this material world. The abode of Sadashiva, he has five heads. He resides in the spiritual world. But all the saints and sages, you've heard something about Narada Muni. Japataka Maharaj just told about how Narada Muni was feeling anxiety. So he went to Goloka Vrindavan for the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all the great saints and sages, they're also feeling anxiety. How are the people of Kali Yuga going to be delivered? They could see McDonald's. They could see, you know, everybody dressed in Levi's, Nikes,
cinema houses. You know, tricolor gun. This is Sinjas Sinjas. Tricolor gun means who knows? Past, present, future. You can see all these things. They thought it's hopeless. Doomed. The people of color, you know, so much darkness. Doomed. The only anxiety. The money was in complete and total anxiety. Similarly, Sada Shiva, looking down on the material world, seeing the Kali Yuga was coming to this planet, total anxiety. So he sat down next to the banks of the Viraja River. That Viraja River is the river that is the link between the spiritual and material worlds, the Tathasta zone. There is a river that is, you could say, buffer zone between the material and spiritual world. He sat down on the banks of that river and he performed severe austerity for 600 years in order to placate, that means pacify, Lord Mahavishnu. Finally, Lord Mahavishnu appeared before him and said, "What are you doing? You're doing all this austerity, why? What is you to do? It's not necessary. There's no difference between you and me." So, from that statement by Mahavishnu, it can be understood that Sarasiva is partial expansion of Mahavishnu. Not complete expansion, but partial expansion of Mahavishnu. It wasn't necessary for you to do all this austerity. There's no difference between you and me. Why are you doing this? What is the problem? What can I do for you? There must be some reason why you're doing all this austerity. Sadasiva said, "My Lord," of course he's offering Dhanama Pranams and prayers to the Lord. He's saying, Sadasiva is saying, "My Lord, I can't bear it. I can't take it. I can't stand it. That the Kali Yuga is coming. And there's no hope. No hope.